Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. And happily, we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Halos are home tonight. It is the second game in a set with the Oakland Athletics. And the Halos are hoping to try to even the series tonight. We have hopeful expectations about that. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Happy to have you out there. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, the CEO and founder of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, and also the founder of Raw by Slapfish, which is his full-service seafood concept located on Beach Boulevard in Huntington Beach, adjacent to his original fast casual Slapfish. And for you New Jersey-style pizza fans out there, let's not forget Big Parm in the mess hall in Tustin will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment. And we're going to have some fun chatting with Chef Andrew this morning. A week and a half ago on the Huntington Beach Pier, Chef Andrew was the lead chef with three colleagues for an outstanding in-the-field dinner event. And for those of you that are not familiar with what that concept is, Outstanding in the Field has been around for about 20 years. And what they do is put on multi-course wine-paired dinners in exotic locations. And the name kind of belies what they do because a lot of the times these are on farms and fields. For the sustainable seafood run of Outstanding in the Field that Chef Andrew was part of on the Huntington Beach Pier, he and his colleagues in a very primitive kitchen that was set up on the spot because there are no facilities on the end of the Huntington Beach Pier. I will assure you, not even any restrooms. They are far forward on the pier. They prepared a gourmet multiple-course wine-paired dinner for 225 guests. So we're going to be able to share that experience in detail with Chef Andrew. I was lucky enough to be able to be there and enjoy it. Really an incredible experience that I would recommend to our foodies out there in the listening audience. When you want to do something really special, Outstanding in the Field typically is in the Southern California area once or twice a year, doing these events in all kinds of different places. And it really is worth being a part of. Quite spectacular. And the complication that Chef Andrew and his co-chefs had on this run of Outstanding in the Field is I wouldn't say the winds that afternoon on the Huntington Beach Pier were gale force, but they were pretty strong. So, you know, you can imagine with 225 guests at a long table with a tablecloth and plates, just keeping everything anchored was a bit of a challenge, not to mention what must have been going on in the kitchen and trying to keep flames lit and all those other good things. In terms of how it all worked out, you would not have known that there were any encumbrances as far as that was concerned. Do want to acknowledge that Aaron is in technical excellence with us this morning. Good morning, Aaron. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Want to get a community bulletin board announcement in before we talk about what's on tap on the show today. There's an organization out there, a nonprofit that is all volunteer and very grassroots that's really doing a lot of good work that I recently got exposed to by Chef Rich Mead of Farmhouse in Corona Del Mar, who recently did an event with them, actually on Alex Weiser's, the Weiser family family farms property they have in Malibu. And he wrote me a little email and said, you know, if you don't know these Gather for Good people, you really ought to get a line on them because they're very sincere in what they're doing. And I was impressed with their work. So wouldn't you know it, a week later, I'm at the Hollywood Bowl for the preview event that they had for their 100th anniversary season. And I'm talking with farmer Alex Weiser and mentioning that Rich Mead had mentioned Gather for Good to me. And so Alex says, well, the co-founder of Gather for Good, Sherry Mandel, is actually here at this event because her real job is she's involved with the Tepatchipi, easy for me to say, Heritage Grain Project, which we'll talk about on the show in the future. And she's here, so I had a chance to meet her. So here's the event that's coming up. Next Saturday from 11 to 1 at Redbird in downtown Los Angeles is the second annual Cakewalk. And this benefits women's reproductive rights. And what you have is 30 of the best pastry chefs in Los Angeles that have their cakes on display. And attendees have the opportunity to be able to win one cake. You can also buy cake slices, their beverages, there's a DJ, their craft cocktails, their artisan coffee. It's only $25. And then you can get more cakewalk tickets if you want. But the website for all of that, and it's, you know, sounds like a real fun event, is andgatherforgood.com. So andgatherforgood.com. And again, there are going to be over 30 cakes that the participants, the guests can win from the most incredible pastry chefs and bakers in the LA area, such as All Day Baby, Araya Thai, Cake Monkey Bakery, Chef Sherry Yard, who is a multi-James Beard Award winner, Friends and Family, Chef Roxana is going to be doing a cake, Giusta Bakery in Venice, a lot of acclaim there, John and Vinny, who are very prominent restaurateurs here in the L.A. area, Lady and Larder, Mother Wolf, which is a wonderful upscale Italian restaurant in Hollywood that's just getting incredible notices and newly opened. Pisana with Candace Nelson, who created Sprinkles Cupcakes. Providence, Tartine Bakery, and lots more. So again, really a wonderful event that's worth your consideration. Cakewalk. It is next Saturday, May 28th, from 11 to 1 p.m. at Redbird. 30 cakes available to win from the best pastry chefs in Los Angeles. All the information is at their website, which is andgatherforgood.com. So A-N-D in front of gatherforgood.com. And admission is only $25. And again, cake slices are available for purchase, craft cocktails, artisan coffee, and even a live DJ. So again, Cakewalk brought to you by the nonprofit Gather for Good in association with Regarding Her, which we've talked about on the show. Big show today. First, we're up at the First Coffee House in the little hamlet of Arroyo Grande, which is in the San Luis Obispo area. We're going to be talking to their founder, Denise Andrini. Really a wonderful success story there. Construction Long Beach has a new iteration. On June 17th, they are going to be mounting the first Construction Long Beach Pet Edition. Going to be a lot of fun. We'll talk about that. Then we will talk about the big South Coast Plaza 55th anniversary celebration that is benefiting the Careers Through Culinary Arts program. One of the co-presenting chefs is Chef Amar Santana, who is a CCAP alum. And that is going to be an extraordinary evening that you're going to want to hear about. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be right back with Cafe Andrini.